Chapter 14, The Universal Healing Wheel with Traction Devices. In the last chapter, we discussed how to roll the universal healing wheel. In this chapter, we will discuss traction devices for the wheel. The universal healing wheel is the essential healing principle of any psychosocial or spiritual model. The wheel is universal. It works for persons of any persuasion, atheist, agnostic, religious, or spiritual. For many, PMQ is enough. Others need traction devices for the wheel. A traction device is any concept, image, or aspect of a great wisdom tradition that gives inspiration. A few examples are ritual, story, metaphor, parables, higher power, mystery, the unknown, the God of love, father, mother, friend, beloved, omniscience, omnipotence, omnipresent, Christ, Krishna, Buddha, the image of God, karma and reincarnation, grace, nature, the collective unconscious, archetypes, subconscious, reason, traditional worship, sermons, music, art, committee work, and many more. Traction devices help us get traction so we do not get stuck when the going gets rough. Healing is work, and traction devices help us do the work. They help us stay in the game when we feel like quitting. Traction devices add more power to the healing equation. They help us manage our pain and heal. Traction devices include the stuff of religion and the nature of God. There is great controversy here. Arguments rage within and between religions and between atheists, agnostic, religious, and spiritual people. The trails of history and current events are populated with tragic stories about confrontations concerning the one true way. We can do better. We can learn how to talk about these profoundly important principles without getting into trouble. If we do this, we profit greatly. Healing power expands. We become more skillful pain managers. We feel better, become better people, and experience higher states of consciousness. In this chapter, there will be 8 topics. We're going to study 1, higher power options. 2, rolling the wheel with a traction device. 3, complexity, speed, and depth. 4, the difference between religion and spirituality. 5, how to have an enjoyable and safe discussion about traction devices without destructive debate. 6, superconsciousness. 7, the scientific method in metaphysics. 8, starting a practice without answers to the big questions. Exercises. Exercise number 1, healing power options. There is an invisible, unseen mountain sparkling with healing quality gems and jeweled higher states of consciousness. When you decide to make your climb, you will need some equipment. No one but you knows what equipment you'll need. You must try it on for size, see how it fits and feels, start your climb, and modify accordingly. You must be comfortable with the equipment, and it must work for you as the climb is rigorous. Try a variety of traction devices on for size. See if they fit. See if they are comfortable. Following are some examples of traction devices. As you listen to the list, think about which ones of these might work for you. A, the God of your understanding. B, omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent. A personal relationship with an omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent God to whom you may appeal and get a response through grace. In Christianity, Judaism, Islam, Hinduism, and certain aspects of Buddhism, God is present everywhere as an all-knowing, all-powerful, conscious universal being. C. God is love. You can have a personal relationship with the God of love, manifesting as father, mother, friend, confidant, beloved, teacher, protector, guide, creator, healer, counselor, giver, or physician. D. The Masters. A personal relationship with a saint, sage, prophet, or God-realized master as the embodiment of the great spiritual qualities. Some examples: Christ, Buddha, Krishna, Rumi, the Baal Shem Tov, and more. E. The Changeless One. This is the one life that flows through, pervades, and unites everything. The eternal source of all that is and the place to which we all return. It is the infinite and immortal formless form within which all form exists. There is no body, only pure consciousness and awareness. It cannot be cut, burned, or hurt in any way. F. Infinite Intelligence. Omniscience is the intelligent power that creates, operates, and sustains the cosmos, from the tiniest particle to the grandest stellar system. Omniscience is omnipresent. It occupies every millimeter of space. Omniscient power organizes and expresses itself on Earth, not to mention in faraway galaxies and solar systems, in a seemingly endless parade of spectacular forms that often exceed the imagination. This power operates every particle, molecule, cell, tissue, organ, and system within our body so that we can hear, see, feel, think, and love. We can use this supreme intelligence to help us solve our problems by cultivating the soul quality of intuition. For more on this, see Chapter 27 on Humility and Healing Power Revised, pages 394 through 96, and Chapter 32, Intuition and Healing Power Revised, pages 451 through 458. G. Infinite Love. We live in an infinite ocean of love. This unified field of peaceful, joyful, loving energy cannot be broken. We are in it, and it is in us. It permeates every cell of our bodies, every atom, and all space. When we immerse ourselves in this ocean, we experience unity with all of life. In the stillness of the ocean, we contact a pure, formless consciousness that is at once the source of everything and the link that connects all. This consciousness fills all space. It cannot be born, confined, limited, divided, or destroyed. When we experience this power, we know that we are immortal, indivisible, and connected to all. H. Infinite Healing Power. This is a vast, unified field of omniscient love filled with infinite spiritual qualities and healing powers. This omniscient loving power underlies and unites all. It is inside, outside, and everywhere, extending forever in every direction, unifying all things and all people. This is God as the great physician with infinite healing power. We can enter this unified field of healing energy via meditation, contemplation, visualization, and prayer. I. God is everything, and everything is connected. J. God is in everything and beyond, immanent and transcendent, form and formless. K. The Creator, the source of all, the one that creates many. L. The Teacher. Life is school. God is the teacher in every event, person, and experience. M. Consciousness. Many people do not feel comfortable relating to their higher power in a personal way. They believe any attempt to think of God in human terms is limiting, if not confusing. These individuals may pursue an elevation in consciousness, but do not believe in a God to whom they can appeal. For example, some who practice Buddhism may focus on expanded awareness, energy, and consciousness. N. Superconsciousness. This is the peace that surpasses understanding, ecstatic joy, pure love, unfathomable silence, intuitive wisdom, bliss, nirvana, God, and more. O. The infinite, mysterious unknown. No words can describe this state. It is beyond the meager adjectives of human conception. P. Higher meaning and purpose, for example, compassionate service to humanity. The tools for growth are reason, morality, and actions performed for the greater good. Q. Higher or true self. Seek healing qualities such as love, compassion, understanding, forgiveness, courage, strength, and endurance as part of the higher self. R. Nature. S. Energy. T. Mother Earth. U. Spirit. And a few more, such as grandfather, grandmother, cosmic consciousness, Christ consciousness, divine love, the one and the many, the giver and the gift, the one in everything, the source, everything comes from and returns to the source, the big space, and a host of other names. This is not a comprehensive list. There are many other images, concepts, and ideas. What would you add? Now, define the aspects or images of a higher power that are comfortable, approachable, and accessible for you. Make it personal. Visualize a favorite saint, master, bird, flower, mountain, ocean, or whatever ignites your passion. Install that image in your consciousness and use it as a source of continuous guidance and inspiration. Because the mind is limited, we may find it difficult to think of God in absolute terms. This is why spiritual books offer a variety of aspects we can relate to, such as Father, Mother, Beloved, Friend, the Masters, such as Christ, Buddha, Krishna, and more. Any of these aspects are like a window, an object of reverential focus that opens up to infinity. We can reach higher states of consciousness through worship of the beloved aspect. If you think of Christ or Krishna, love is there and God is there. Will you pick a master such as Jesus, Buddha, the Baal Shem Tov, Rumi, or Krishna as an embodiment of spiritual qualities? Are there any other prophets, saints, or sages who give you inspiration and guidance? Will you find guidance and protection from omniscience? Will you seek healing power from the great physician? Will you expand your understanding, compassion, patience, kindness, and forgiveness through immersion in the ocean of love? Will you observe nature and see in her rhythm the harmony, beauty, intelligence, and power that can carry you through anything? Will it be the mystery, the unknown, or the absolute beyond conception? Or will it be reason, morality, and the higher self? Is God your teacher, present in every moment, event, person, and experience? Will you choose love and service to humanity and surrender to the mystery, accepting God as unknowable? Do you have any other images, concepts, or ideas that work for you? Try an option on for size. If it fits and is comfortable, wear it for a while. See if it helps you with your pain and with your problems. Look at life through the lens of your option. Stay open. Give it some time. See if the data comes in for Jesus, Buddha, the God of love, infinite intelligence, and so forth. There is great variability in the number of traction devices that we need. You can have as many as you like. You can choose none, a few, or the totality of a religion. You can hold on to your traction device tightly, loosely, or not at all. Just love. Love is more important than the vehicle. Choose higher power options that are personal, intimate, compelling, and relevant to your tasks and problems. If none of the options work, just go with the qualities. Your concept can help you in your relationships with people, in conducting the business of life with minor irritations or in major crisis. Sometimes we experience overwhelming pain. Sometimes we feel that we might shatter and never put the pieces back together again. Sometimes we do shatter. In any case, whether our problems are minor or extreme, our higher power can be a source of strength, courage, and wisdom. What is going to help you get through the worst pain, evil, or problem that arises? What is going to help you withstand any test or trial? In the next exercise, you can apply your traction device to the PMQ of your choice. Exercise 2 is called Rolling the Universal Healing Wheel with a Traction Device. When you realize you've gone for a ride on a train of thought and you want to get off the train, stop, breathe, present moment, pain, method, quality, traction device. Choose the PMQ you would like to work on at this time. This can be any problem, method, or quality. Now, choose the traction device that will give you inspiration and guidance. For some examples, review exercise 1 above. An atheist with an anxiety disorder might choose meditation to cultivate peace of mind. The PMQ here is anxiety P, meditation M, and peace Q. There would be no welcome theological traction devices. A Buddhist with the same problem might want to meditate with Buddha and focus on compassion. The PMQ would be the same, anxiety P, meditation M, and peace Q. With the addition of the compassionate Buddha as the traction device, the meditation would have more power. A Christian might visualize Jesus and the God of love during his or her meditation. A Hindu might add Krishna and even-mindedness under all conditions. With the addition of these traction devices, these individuals may find more comfort and solace. Choose any PMQ. Then choose a traction device for the wheel that works for you. Then roll the wheel with your traction device. If you get bored with a traction device, try another to keep it interesting. Traction devices with no appeal now may become more interesting later. Observe how traction devices help you move through rugged terrain. See how traction devices give inspiration and keep you from getting stuck. Who gives you traction? Jesus, Buddha, Krishna, other masters, saints, sages, Freud? Perhaps a combination of these? It doesn't matter what you use to get traction as long as it improves your ability to love. Exercise 3. Complexity, speed, and depth. You can build your own program with the wheel and traction devices. You can keep it as simple or complex as you wish. If you want to keep it simple, you can stay with a single PMQ. Pick your problem, favorite method, and favorite quality, and work right there for as long as you wish. For more complexity, you can choose any one or a combination of traction devices from the entire palette of religious colors. Furthermore, you can change the problem, method, quality, and traction device in the moment according to your needs and how you feel. With these working parts, you can go at your own speed and as deep as you wish. When the time is right, you can respond to your deepest suffering with the deepest healing. You control complexity, speed, and depth. How much complexity do you need or want? How fast do you want to go? How deep do you want to go? Exercise number 4, the difference between religion and spirituality. There are a great variety of ways to define religion and spirituality. Following is how these terms are defined in this work. Religion includes story, metaphor, parable, concepts, images, aspects, sacred texts, wisdom pearls, rituals, traditional worship, attending services, listening to sermons, prayer, social gatherings, committee work, music, architecture, and more. Spirituality is comprised of the healing qualities and higher states of consciousness that permeate the religious traction devices listed above. Healing qualities and higher states of consciousness are attributes of love. Spirituality equals healing qualities and higher states of consciousness equals love. Love is the essential healing principle of all religion. The goal of religion is ever-expanding love. Love is the centerpiece of religion. Everything else is attraction device. Are you a Christian, Jew, Buddhist, ethical, humanist, Sufi mystic, atheist, or agnostic? This is the wrong question. Are you in love or something else? That is the question. Something else refers to any negative that takes away from love. You might consult the list of painful problems on page 58. And ego tricks on page 345 and 346. It's about the qualities, not the vehicle. Your cells don't care about your religion. They do care about the qualities. When we practice the methods recommended in this work, we evolve spiritually. Spiritual evolution means you feel better, become a better person, and experience higher states of consciousness. When you practice PMQ, you feel better. If you look through the microscope to find out why you feel better, it is because the qualities are growing. There is more peace, love, joy, patience, kindness, compassion, courage, strength, perseverance, forgiveness, understanding, humor, and the other qualities listed in the spiritual alphabet. Healing qualities feel good. Love feels good. Get more and you feel better. Keep going. Eventually you will have a super conscious experience which feels even better. There is no end to this progression. If religious or spiritual work does not lead us to ever-expanding love, why are we even talking about it? Don't worry or argue about religious traction devices. The work is about love and how to make it grow. Affirm the following. Love is my religion. The universe is the book. There is no end to this love. How far will you travel? Exercise number 5. How to have a safe and enjoyable discussion about traction devices without controversy and destructive debate. Review the group guidelines on pages 19 through 20 in this workbook. If we follow these suggestions, we can turn a potentially volatile argument into an enjoyable and highly productive discussion. Following is a summary of some of the key points from these group guidelines. The wheel is universal. It applies to atheists, agnostic, religious, and spiritual persons. Everyone needs PMQ for deepest healing and full recovery. Traction devices, on the other hand, are personal and individualized. Choose your traction devices from a cafeteria of options. Take what you need and leave the rest. One person's traction device is the next person's gag reflex. Nuke offensive language and substitute your own. Stay in your own lane. Reform yourself and not others. Do not proselytize, which means try to convert others to your point of view. Discuss without debate. 6. Superconsciousness. In ordinary human consciousness, we experience the world within a limited range of vibrational frequencies. In superconsciousness, there's an unmistakable transformation, sometimes described as the peace that surpasses understanding, pure love, ecstatic joy, unfathomable stillness, intuitive wisdom, a feeling of oneness with everything, and other wonderful expressions of spirit. These experiences may last from a few minutes or hours to several days, but there is inevitably a return to ordinary consciousness unless one is a spiritual master. Superconscious states can only be understood through experience, not words. Words are directional signals, that is all. Superconsciousness is the result of a change in your vibration to a higher state resulting from your PMQ practice. You have to go there. You have to do the work. The work is PMQ. When you practice PMQ, healing qualities expand. You will feel better, become a better person, and eventually experience a new place in your consciousness, a higher vibration of love, peace, and joy. When you roll the wheel, you reduce reactivity, you expand healing qualities, and ultimately this leads to superconsciousness. Roll the wheel with or without traction devices. Grind it out in your daily routine. Practice loving-kindness affirmations, mindfulness, breathwork, service, and meditation. Expand your practice until it becomes one continuous sacred ritual. At some point, and this can be in either meditation or activity, the door opens. Your consciousness expands. You have a superconscious experience. Some people refer to superconsciousness as the Buddha, Christ, image of God, the big space, bliss, or nirvana. It doesn't matter what you call it. Retrofit the label of your choice to describe your experience. What does matter is this. One taste of superconscious love is addicting. Hooked for eternity, We yearn for more forever. And we are willing to do whatever it takes to get more until we become pure love itself. There are an unlimited number of rooms in your house filled with a variety of higher states of love that you have yet to discover. Go there. Find those rooms. Absorb the love there and give it to all whom you meet. Exercise number 7, the scientific method in metaphysics. In the domain of higher power and higher states of consciousness, there's a great deal of controversy and confusion. There's an enormous literature from a variety of cultures covering thousands of years of history. It is a big map. We need to review some of this, but the ultimate proof is in our personal practice and experience. We need to read, study, and discuss some key points and important ideas, but at some point we have to stop talking and go to work. Review the scientific method in metaphysics in Healing Power Revised, pages 40 through 41. We need to float a hypothesis and conduct an experiment. We need to practice PMQ in order to have a direct personal experience of how healing qualities help us feel better, become better people, and eventually lead to higher states of consciousness. Otherwise, the model remains at the level of an intellectual conversation or an unrealized affirmation. We get caught up in words. Stop the words, get quiet, and roll the wheel with or without traction devices. Don't talk about it, just do it. Then you will see the difference between words and experience. When you have had some experience with the wheel and traction devices, come back together and talk about it some more. Unpack the wisdom of the ages in your own consciousness. If we follow this sequence, we can unpack the wisdom of the ages and realize it through direct personal experience in our very own consciousness. Read, contemplate, discuss, practice, experience, repeat, mastery. I'll repeat this. Read, contemplate, discuss, practice, experience, repeat this sequence, mastery. Exercise 8. Starting a practice without answers to the big questions. The big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? What is the purpose of life? Why is reality so brutal? Is there anything to hold on to as I go through the brutal realities of life? How do I get through all of this? Is there a God? If there is a God, what is its nature? Is God love? If God is love, why is there so much suffering and evil in this world? Does the body harbor the God of the universe? How can I find peace, love, and joy in the face of suffering? Is our search for permanent love and safety futile on this earth where limitation and insecurity seem to have the upper hand? If the physical plane cannot satisfy our deepest yearning, is there another dimension to life, perhaps higher or subtler, that can help? Is there something in this life and after death that we can trust? Is there anything that doesn't change, that gives stillness and peace? Do karma and reincarnation exist? What is death? Is there life after death? These are difficult questions to answer. The spiritual mathematics in these shadows presents a big challenge, and knowledge of the absolute is elusive. Are you plagued by some of these questions? Have you run into a dead-end street? Is it difficult for you to start your practice without definitive answers? Here are some suggestions. Define the difference between religion and spirituality. Love is the goal. Read, contemplate, discuss, practice, and experience, then repeat this sequence. Follow the scientific method in metaphysics. Roll the wheel with or without traction devices. Stop thinking and talking and just practice the methods. Don't worry about the big questions or the nature of the higher power. You supply the answers or float the questions in the mystery, and in either case, just go to work on PMQ. Roll the wheel with or without traction devices and observe for expansion of healing qualities and superconscious experience. See if you feel better, become a better person, and enter the big space. The big space is a good term because there is no implied theology or deity. When you have a superconscious experience, you can call it anything you want. Words are signposts only. You have to go there. When you reach an expanded superconscious state, you will know it, feel it, and share it vibrationally. Number 9. Given the proposed definition of religion and spirituality here, can you be religious and not spiritual? Can you be spiritual and not religious? What is your definition of religion and spirituality? Points to remember. Superconsciousness is beyond and above the body and mind. It is like a powerful, smooth jet stream. Mantra and breath will get you there. Some people say there is no higher power or superconsciousness, but how can one know if one doesn't do the work? If you've never had a superconscious experience, keep practicing. Roll the wheel. When you do have one, you will know. Spirituality equals love, equals healing qualities and higher states of consciousness. Love is the centerpiece of religion. Everything else is attraction device. The number or type of traction devices that you use does not matter. You can have none, a few, or full-on religion. What does matter is love. If a traction device leads to more love, it is good. If not, why use it? Your concept of a higher power may change as you evolve. Maintain your practice and stay open. Be scientific. Float a hypothesis and avoid premature conclusions. Watch. Observe. Collect experiential data. The sum total of your current knowledge remains infinitesimal in the face of the infinite. This intellectual humility will carry you a long way. Don't argue about the nature of the big space. Stop thinking and talking. Just go there. Then we talk. The wheel with traction devices allows us to capture the power of religion and bring it to healthcare safely, efficiently, and effectively. The wheel with traction devices solves the problem of toxic language and traumatic religious history, as PMQ has no theology, and you control the traction devices. The wheel with traction devices allows us to mobilize our assets and preferences in the moment. You control complexity, speed, and depth of practice. PMQ is the essence of and link to all religions. It is the unifying theory, what actually works, the Holy Grail. Too simple to be true, it seems, but this simplicity is its elegance. It has the essential building blocks for healing and the add-ons from the stuff of religion that makes it the total package. It doesn't matter what religion we practice, nor does it matter if we practice a religion at all. What does matter is the level of our development of our soul's qualities or love. If the fruit of a religion or other healing model is love, it is good. If not, there is a problem. Just practice PMQ, you will evolve. In the next chapter, you will review the guiding principles upon which the wheel is built. You will study the relationship between love and pain in greater detail.